USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying parts of the United States could potentially lift stay-at-home orders before the 1st of May. But White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says they're going to have to be extremely careful about how the process plays out.
Probably would be a rolling entry into it, with some states actually doing nothing different because they're still in a really difficult situation and you would not want to relax any of the physical separation guidelines, and others that would be doing really much better.
Power is still out at tens of thousands of homes and businesses across the South after storms killed at least 34 people earlier this week. As of this morning, some 70,000 customers still had no electricity in Arkansas, with major interruptions in Kentucky, Mississippi, and South Carolina as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is, it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses, and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I've taken a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The April 15th tax deadline would normally hit today, but it's been extended for 3 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. But a new Harris poll out today finds only 43% of people surveyed are taking advantage of the extension and waiting until July to file their tax returns. Oprah Winfrey sounding an alarm about the seriousness of coronavirus and its disproportionate effects on the African-American community. In the latest installment of her Oprah Talks COVID-19 series, Winfrey spoke with Hoda Kotb of NBC's Today Show about the impact of the illness on the black community, drawing attention to those suffering from pre-existing conditions.
If you are taking medication, I think it's important for African American, we need to understand for ourselves that this is so serious. It's taking us out.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr issuing guidance that says the government may not impose restrictions on religious gatherings across the nation despite the coronavirus pandemic. Here's more from John Clemens.
Mr. Barr issued the general guidance that included social distancing suggestions from health officials, but declared the Constitution does not allow our religious liberties to be trampled on now that would not be tolerated under normal circumstances. I spoke to Matt Staver of the Liberty Council. If Mr. Barr's guidance brought any clarity to the issue.
You know, it brought only general information. What we really need to see is the Department of Justice taking real action in specific cases, and I hope that they get involved specifically. Giving general guidance is nice, but we really need to see some action. I'm glad that this is hopefully the first of many times we're going to hear from the Department of Justice.
I'm John Clemens.
The nation's first coronavirus spit tests have begun in New Jersey. People being tested put their saliva into a tube instead of having health care workers take a swab from their mouth. Medical professionals say the spit method brings down the risk of spread because health care workers don't have to get so close to the person being tested. And it's been a year since the fire nearly destroyed Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Officials still cautiously optimistic reconstruction can be completed sometime in 2024. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.